Thank you and good morning. On Friday, an extensive manhunt in the Humble Hill area led two suspects into county jail after a vehicle pursuit that started in Fortuna. A Fortuna officer located a pickup truck in the area of 12th Street and Newburgh Road that was reported stolen on July 15th. Officers trailed the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop, but the car fled northbound on Highway 101, reaching speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. The vehicle abruptly turned onto the Lolita Drive off-ramp and rammed into an awaiting CHP vehicle. The driver then drove the pickup off the roadway and down an embankment where he continued back onto Highway 101 and took the Humboldt Hill exit. There, the driver turned onto Blue Spruce Drive and drove into a heavily wooded area. Both occupants in the vehicle fled on foot, and Fortuna Police K-9 Norty was deployed and quickly located the passenger, 21-year-old Crystal LaPelle, and she was detained and booked into county jail. After hours of searching by Eureka Police, Humboldt deputies, and a helicopter, Norty was deployed again and located the driver, 28-year-old John Cranzy of Myers Flat. Cranzy was then booked into county jail for possession of stolen property, felony evasion, amongst other charges. The Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay conducted two rescue missions near Manila and Eureka Thursday night. A Coast Guard helicopter was sent to the Manila sand dunes to locate a 20-year-old male after a call for assistance from the sheriff's office. The victim remained in contact with sheriff's deputies via cell phone while the helicopter scoped the area. Night vision goggles had to be used, and the Coast Guard instructed the victim to use the flashlight application on his cell phone, which made him visible to the helicopter, and he was able to be rescued. At about 10 o'clock that night, the Coast Guard received a call from a 55-foot sailing vessel that was transiting from Washington to San Francisco. The vessel had lost engine power and the sails were torn, making the boat immobile. A crew of three were at danger as winds increased to 40 miles an hour and swells reached between 15 and 20 feet. A helicopter was dispatched 53 miles west of Eureka, and after two unsuccessful attempts, all three crew members were rescued one by one. No injuries were reported. 20-year-old Fortuna resident Derek Johnson was booked into county jail Saturday morning after a brief foot pursuit with sheriff's deputies. A Samoa citizen reported that Johnson was in the area and had tried to break into multiple residences. Deputies responded to the scene to begin searching the area. One deputy found Johnson riding on a scooter away from a residence on North Bayview Avenue. The deputy then pursued on foot and Johnson began to flee on the scooter. Johnson would leave the scooter behind and the deputy would detain him shortly after. Deputies discovered that the scooter was stolen and that Johnson had multiple existing probations for burglary and theft. He was then booked into county jail on numerous charges. The cause of the Vance Avenue vegetation fire on Thursday afternoon remains under investigation by the Arcata Fire District. Over 100 firefighting personnel responded to the blaze near the Samoa Bridge, and along with Humboldt Bay Fire, five out-of-area departments responded to the scene to assist. Humboldt County deputies and CHP were on scene as well. The blaze nearly scorched 13 acres of land, and CAL FIRE helicopters were called to the scene to douse the fire with buckets of water. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have booked 24-year-old burglary suspect Nicholas Anderson into county jail on Saturday. Anderson was wanted by law enforcement for a rash of burglaries committed in the last 2 months in the greater Willow Creek area. Around 2 a.m. on Saturday, Hoopa Valley Tribal Police responded to the Coast Credit Union on Highway 96 after a robbery attempt. Upon arrival, it appeared Anderson gained entry through the air conditioning system. A surveillance camera also showed Anderson placing money in a bag. Anderson tripped the alarm and then fled the scene, leaving the bag behind. It wasn't until an hour and a half later that tribal police responded to the Lucky Bear Casino, where security guards had Anderson detained. Anderson had tried to gain entry to the casino, once again going through an air conditioning system. After a few minutes of searching the area, Anderson was found hiding in bushes. Deputies arrived on scene to place Anderson into custody, and he was booked into county jail on multiple counts of burglary. After a recent investigation, a grand jury has found that all five Humboldt County airports need to upgrade their safety. Despite orders from the state's Division of Aeronautics to remove trees 25 to 30 feet tall, all of the airports still warrant tree removal. Some of the details in the report show that Murray Field not only needs to make pavement repairs, but they need to replace their runway lights and adjust their beacon landing to the correct angle to prevent the possibility of pilots from being temporarily blind. The grand jury faulted Public Works Director Tom Mattson for failing to share the orders issued with the County Airport Advisory Committee, who then reports to the County Board of Supervisors. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.